Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and we want to hear directly from you. We have open lines so that you can do that right now at 844-322-2742. And, of course, that's good in the U.S. and Canada. Call now, 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, Bob, we've got an interesting program today. We've got some calls that came in overnight. We've got a call on marriage, a call on can you lose your salvation based on a passage out of Hebrews. We've even got a call from a Muslim wanting to know why Christians call themselves children of God.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We've got some interesting content today, and we're glad you're tuned in, glad you are listening. And if you want to add, if you want to ask a question, something that is on your mind, in your heart, something that is bothering you, a perplexing situation that you need some wisdom, call right now, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. And it's interesting, Bob, that we're going to cover this question on can you lose salvation, because today's passage that I want to talk about is out of the book of Hebrews. It starts in verse 23, and it says, the former priests were many in number, and he's talking about the Levites. So he's talking about, he's contrasting the sacrifices of the Levites with the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the priesthood of the Levites with the priesthood of Jesus Christ. He's contrasting the old covenant with the new.
Yeah.
And he's making the point that we are now in the new covenant. And that's an essential truth that we all need to know. So many people mix the two. They try to live one foot in the law and one foot in grace, and it doesn't work out so well.
Not
we have
all.
To realize that we are fully in this new covenant, this covenant of grace. So these former priests, the Levites, were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. So somebody would be born into the Levitical bloodline. They would grow up. They would reach a certain age. They would be assigned to do duties as the priest. They would carry that out. And then it would go on to the next generation and then the next generation. And that went on for over 1,500 years. And so they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he, Jesus, holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Jesus Christ is our forever priest. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So we have the Levites. They could not continue in office because death prevented them from continuing in office. But Jesus, he lives forever. And because he lives forever, he saves to, I love how the ESV puts it, the uttermost.
Yeah.
He saves us completely. So this salvation that you and I have received in Christ through faith, by grace through faith, is a permanent salvation. It's eternal. So once we cross over from death to life, we are alive forever. And Jesus Christ is the guarantor of that reality. Because he lives, we live. He has an indestructible life. He isn't going to lose his life. Because his life is now our life, we're not going to lose our life.
Yeah.
He took away our sin once and for all. His blood took it all away. There is nothing that can rob us of our salvation.
Yeah.
Why? Because sin has been dealt with once and for all. So once you're saved, you are saved forever, and Jesus Christ himself guarantees
it. To the utmost, completely.
Yes, indeed.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, and that's the good news that you hear each day coming from the airwaves and online. We would love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Bob, let's go ahead and take our first call. This one came in off hours. Let's listen.
Hi, my name is Debbie, and I'm calling for my daughter because she finds herself in a situation, in a relationship where she's not married. She's 35 years old. She knows Christ, but she became involved with this man who is not a Christian. Now they have two very young children, just 11 months apart, and she finds herself conflicted because she feels that going against God's will and being in a relationship and not being married, but yet because of his issues with addictions, she doesn't know that he's going to change and doesn't have hope that he will change. And so she's conflicted. She prays about it. I don't know how to advise her other than to pray and seek God's help. But she's been telling me that she feels that the Holy Spirit is talking to her about it, but she still doesn't know what it is that she's supposed to do. If you could help in some way, we'd appreciate any direction that you could give us. Thank you.
That's from Debbie.
Debbie, thank you for loving your daughter in such a way that you want to find help for her. I just admire you for that. As far as your daughter is concerned, she's kind of in a mess.
Yes, she is.
Right now. And she's with a guy. They have two children. She doesn't necessarily want to marry him because of drug addictions and because he's not a believer. And I understand those concerns. And if she came to me and asked me specifically what to do, I would say, listen, it's best for you not to marry this person. You don't know if he's going to change or not change.
Right.
You have two kids, so you need to figure out a way about how custody and those sort of things and what parental rights he can have and how that's going to take place. You need to sit down and talk with him about that and to write out kind of a plan that y'all both can agree to. And then, Debbie, I would tell her, I think she already knows this. A lot of times when people call and they're struggling with what to do, they already know what to do. Sure. They're just not sure if they want to do it.
Yeah.
And I think she knows she needs to get away from this guy, to get as far away from him as she possibly can, and to be the mom to those kids and just have interaction with this guy as far as the kids are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as a relationship, there's nothing that's going to happen that's going to be good if you move forward with it. I think it's going to be more heartache for you. It's going to be more pain. It's going to be more problems than you can ever imagine. So don't go that path and compound the problems that you're already experiencing. I think you've already seen the light, seen the handwriting on the wall. You don't need to be with that guy. The only interaction you need to have with him is about how to take care of these kids and his financial responsibilities and responsibilities as a dad to these kids. And I think if you will take that stand, you will experience a sense of relief, a sense of peace in your own heart, and you will start to experience some clarity of thought on how to move forward in this particular situation.
And Debbie, we're glad that you reached out, and if your daughter has not been able to hear this particular live broadcast, well, we encourage you to go to the archive, and you'll find it at basicgospel.net under the radio drop-down menu, and play the call back to her and let it minister in her life. But we're glad that you reached out. Well, it is Basic Gospel, and we have open lines, 844-322-2742. And friends, this Basic Gospel message really needs to keep going, reaching out as far as possible to tell this good news of God's love, grace, and life in Jesus Christ. That's why we do what we do every day on this program, and we can only do it as you continue your faithful support. Your gifts do make a difference, and when you give, people's lives are touched. Help us keep it going by making your October gift today at basicgospel.net. And when you make that gift, we're going to send you a copy of our book, The Basic Gospel, Essential Truths to Help You Experience the Love and Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, you can donate at basicgospel.net, and we hope you'll do that today. Well, once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. We had this call that came in overnight, Bob. Let's listen to it.
Hi, this is Dan from Idaho. The question we have is, what does it mean by this falling away where it says you can lose your salvation, you cannot come back? Does it mean that if you've done some sort of sin, this being fallen away, have you done some sort of sin or something like that where you cannot come back to Christ? Because it talks about in Hebrews 5 or 6 we were reading, and it was about falling away where these people said you'd be crucifying Christ again and again. Thank you. Bye.
Well, Derek, thanks for that call. And the passage that you're referring to is Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 6. And let me just read that. It says, "For it is impossible to restore again to repentance those who have been once enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, and have shared in the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they then fall away, since they are crucifying again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt." So there's two ways that I think we can look at this passage, and we have to do so on the foundation that once Christ saves a person, that person is saved forever. They can never fall away. It's just what we read. When Jesus saves, he saves to the uttermost. Why? Because he's taken away our sins once and for all, so that sin issue has been dealt with. And now salvation is receiving life, his life, and his life is eternal. So we cross over from death to life when we're saved. And that life is now attached to God's Spirit. We're joined together as one. And so that's an eternal transaction. So we cannot fall away. Jesus is the guarantee of that. So what is this passage talking about? Well, it could be talking to folks who are sitting on the fence, maybe Jewish people who have heard the good news about Jesus. They have seen the impact of that good news on various people, and they are wondering, should I receive Jesus, or is the sacrificial system still the way to go? And he's saying, hey, if you fall away from this sacrifice of Jesus Christ, there's not going to be a better sacrifice that comes along. There's not going to be another one of such value, of such worth, that could take away your sins once and for all. And so if you shrink back, that's one possibility. That it's always talking to unbelievers, mm-hmm. and warning them and saying, hey, if you're on the fence, get off the fence, yeah. and believe Jesus. Mm-hmm. It could also be speaking to believers, and not that they would fall away, but that in the sense that they start to wonder, they start to question. And he's saying, hey, you've already repented. You can't go back and do that again. Your mind has already been changed about Jesus, so move forward with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Don't shrink back and try to go back to the beginning. You've already repented. You've already been saved. So move forward.
Move forward.
Right. That's right. Don't sit out there in the desert. Go to the promised land.
Yeah.
And
indeed.
So that's how this is. So as a believer, you can't lose salvation. That's an impossibility. Mm-hmm. And it's impossible because of the guarantee of Jesus Christ, the faithfulness of God the Father, the work of Christ on the cross to take away our sins once and for all, the work of Christ through resurrection to give us his very life. Because he lives, we live, that's forever.
That's forever. Well, this is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We love hearing from you, and we did hear from someone right now.
Yes, we did. Let's go to Dallas, Texas to Yeshi. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Yeshi.
Welcome. What's on your mind today?
Sir, I wanted to ask a question regarding creation. I'm a Christian. I'm another, Orthodox Christian, but I always wondered, we are created in God's image. And that means that God created everybody the same way, and everybody's equal. But I hear a lot of Christians saying that they're like a superior race, so they're actually the ones that God created, as if he created them only and then not created the rest of us. So I feel like all faith-based churches should be preaching more and educating Christians that kind of teaching actually is not in the Bible.
Yeah, that's a lie, straight from the pit of hell.
Yeah.
There is no...
Yes, that kind of teaching, yes, sir.
Yeah, there's no validity to that teaching at all.
Yes, sir. And I feel like at this time of, especially the time we live in, we need more churches to focus more on uniting us and actually doing God's work. And this is what God wants for everybody all over the world, because he did create all of us in his image. He did not create a superior race that says, these are only my people. And I appreciate you. I listen to your program a lot.
Wonderful.
But I feel like a lot of churches should unite on this cause to bring unity, and that will get will bring a smile to God.
Yeah.
Well, face, I believe.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. And just a couple of points to make. You know, when God created Adam and Eve, everybody came from Adam and Eve. So there's really just one race, the human race. And as you said, you see, we're all, you know, God created mankind in his image. He created them male and female. And so that's true. But sin kind of entered the picture, and sin brought about pride. And boy, that pride has created all kinds of divisions down through human history. And so we've divided based on skin color. We've divided based on ethnicity. We've divided on all of these sort of things. But it's interesting when we come to the gospel, when we identify ourselves with Jesus Christ, those lines of division begin to disappear. And we lift up and we uphold what Paul said in Galatians chapter 3. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. So it's this good news of Jesus Christ that totally gets rid of that enmity that we have in our heart one toward another. It gets rid of that, and we can begin seeing people through the very eyes of God, through the lens of his love, of his grace, of his mercy. And when we do, we're drawn together in unity. So Jesus Christ is the great unifier. When we stand in his presence, when we stand at the feet of, at the foot of the cross, we recognize that we're all equal in his sight, all recipients of the great love that he has poured out in that one act to take away our sins so that we could experience eternal life. So, Yeshi, thank you so much for calling. We sure appreciate you. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you some, we'd love to send you some information. I'd love to send you my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, if you would like that. So let me put you on hold, and we'll get the information and get it to you, okay?
Yes, really great to hear from Yeshi. Well, friends, we hope you'll take advantage of all the resources that we've produced to lead you into the fullness of God's love and grace found only in the good news of Jesus Christ. There are books, study guides, CDs, DVDs, all containing that teaching that can aid your understanding of what is freely available to you in Jesus Christ, including Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. You'll find it all in the Basic Gospel online store under Resources. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. Just click Resources, and you'll drop down to the store, and there you'll find all of those resources, and we hope you'll take advantage of that. Well, Bob, we had a call, another very interesting call from Solomon overnight, and he identifies himself as a Muslim, and he poses, I think, a very good question and a very sincere question. Let's listen.
Hi, my name is Solomon. I'm not a Christian, but I'm Muslim, and I have a couple questions. You know, I'll try not to take up too much of your time, but one of my questions is, the Christians refer to themselves as children of God. Now, why is that? You know, I mean, if, you know, God is omnipotent, and he, you know, he's not required to, you know, obviously, you know, make children. Why do you guys refer to yourself as children of God? You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. All right, thank you.
Well, Solomon, thanks so much for reaching out. It is so good to hear from you, and we appreciate your question. And the Bible tells us that we're children of God. When we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we say with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, it says we're born again of the Spirit. And so we're born again into the family of God. So when we come into this world, we're identified with Adam. We're in Adam's family. He's the family head, and he fell. And so his fall made all of humanity fall. So we come into this world in a fallen state, and it's through faith in Jesus that we're born again, and we're taken out of Adam's family, and we're placed in the family of God. And so in the family of God, we're called children of God. So here's what John writes in his letter, his first letter, John, 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Now, the reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. And in his gospel, he says, all who receive Jesus Christ, he gives the right to become children of God. So the reason that we claim to be children of God is because the Bible gives us that label. That's what the Bible calls us. So when any person, and it doesn't matter their background, it doesn't matter their ethnicity, it doesn't matter their religious upbringing, any person who comes to this point in their life that they believe the testimony God has given concerning his son, Jesus Christ, when they believe that testimony, they cross over from death to life. They go from being labeled a sinner to being labeled a child of God. That's new birth. That's what being born again is all about. And so God's Spirit comes to live inside of us, and God's Spirit bears witness with our human spirit that indeed we are children of God, heirs of God, co-heirs with Jesus Christ. So that's what the Bible says. And this offer of new life in Jesus Christ is available to all people. Yeah. Now, there's no other religion. There's no other philosophy. There's no other anything that you can imagine that offers eternal life. Only Jesus stands alone in offering to us eternal life. And when we receive that life, we're declared to be children of God. That's what this good news is all about. And Solomon, it would be our joy and prayer for you to really come to grips with what this good news of Jesus Christ is all about. The fact that he died, Solomon, for your sins. He was buried, and on that third day, he rose from the dead so that you could have life everlasting, so that when you breathe your last breath here on earth, you would be immediately in the presence of God, absent from the body, present with the Lord. That's the good news of the gospel. It's available to anyone who will simply call upon the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray that if there are listeners out there that have never come to know Jesus, that today will be that day, that Absolutely. They will call upon the name of the Lord and will be saved.
That's the place to be, in him.
Yes.
That's the news that you hear each day on Basic Gospel, everybody, and it is good news. Great answer, my friend. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today for Basic Gospel. If you've got a question you'd like us to answer, as Solomon and Derek and Debbie did, well, I would encourage you to get on that phone overnight and leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. When you do that, be sure to give us your first name so we can call your name, as we did with these three today. Again, you can call 844-322-2742. If you'd like to write your question, you can address your question by email to bob@basicgospel.net. Again, bob@basicgospel.net. We would love to hear from you. Well, once again, our deep gratitude to each one of you who helps this program stay on the air and online. We need your ongoing support, of course, to make sure the message keeps going. Please donate today if you can at basicgospel.net. We would love for you to partner with us. Well, that's it for today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.